Name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, my beloved, we are having the Epiphany, or the baptism of our Lord. Why did he do that? He had no sins, because everybody that came to St. John for baptism, he first demanded that they would confess their sins, because, and then he would baptize them to cleanse their sins. Well, the Lord came up to St. John, and of course he was clairvoyant, and he saw right away that that was the Lord that's coming to him. And the Lord is asking for baptism. He was totally shocked, and he said, I need to get baptism from you. But the Lord says, don't argue, just do what you're told. Don't ask any questions, just baptize me. Well, you know what happened, is he had taken upon himself all my sins and your sins and everybody's sins. He took upon himself, and he wanted St. John to baptize him in the water. And of course he wanted also to bless all the waters. You know, the waters have connections between themselves. No matter where they are, they're all connected, because it was the river flows into a lake, and then they find it into the sea, and then it evaporates and it goes into the sky, and then it comes down as a rain, and it keeps on going throughout the whole world. So this all has connections with each other, and the Lord wanted to make sure that he purifies the water for us, because in the water the evil ones, they love to go in there. Some of the icons that we see that are written in the old times of the baptism of the Lord display that the Lord is standing in the water, and underneath there's the demons over there that are all being totally scorched by the presence of the Lord, and they had to flee, and they have to flee. And so this is what the Holy Water will do for you and for me, if we start to really understand that. When the Lord had gotten baptized, then of course the Holy Trinity was revealed, because the Lord, being the Son of God, all of a sudden Saint John the Baptist, he heard the voice from heaven saying, this is my Son. And that was God the Father. And of course he also saw a dove, the Holy Spirit coming down as a dove towards the and landed on the Lord. Of course we know that the Holy Spirit abided all the time in the Lord, and the Father is with the Lord. But it is our one God in three faces, God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And God the Father had given birth to his Son way before anything was ever created. And the Holy Spirit comes out from the Father again way before anything was created, before the heavens were made, with the angels and archangels and all the principalities, all the angels. And before the Lord made the earth, and the Lord, God the Father, had made everything through his Son. And my beloved, the Lord wanted to reveal to us the mystery of the Holy Trinity through this baptism, in order to, again, to show the great love that he has for us, that he had done this for our benefit, and also to give us an example of baptism, that we should all get baptized. Of course, now we get baptized, not of the of St. John's baptism, but we get baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And that actually does cleanse us of all the sins that we may have committed before. And you say, well, we're baptizing babies, they have no sins. Well, they have inherited, in a sense, the sins of their forefathers, and that is all being cleansed in the baptism, and they become pure. And then, of course, when the mystery of the Holy when the mystery is of the anointing with the holy mirror, then we, it is as if we're going back to the times of the apostles when they laid their hands on the people after they baptized them, and or somebody else baptized them, then they came and laid their hands on, and bestowed upon them the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And this is what every one of us receives. The question is, do we hold on to the Holy Spirit? Are we actually, have we made our heart the dwelling of the Holy, our Holy God and Holy Trinity? Or did we defile ourselves in such a way that the Lord God will not allow us to feel His presence? And to my greatest sorrow is that we have defiled and are defiling many times our Lord, because we even lose sight of His presence altogether, even though we know that the Church teaches us that the God is everywhere present and fills all things. And so, of course, He is also with us, but He will not allow us to feel Himself, because He doesn't want to impose Himself upon us when we are involved in all the mundane things, or when we are overtaken with some passion which the evil one tries to get us involved in. And so many times, you know, instead of having our friend, the lodging that our soul lives in, our body, instead of being our friend, it becomes our enemy, because the body, unless it is controlled by us, it wants to have nothing but the pleasures for itself, and it wants to have nothing for us but to pamper it, and does not want us to behave according to the Lord's commandments and keeping the fasting rules, and to live not for the body but for the soul and for the heavens, for the kingdom of heaven. My beloved, so many times we lose sight of our Lord because we are being distracted by the world, by everything in the world. And when that happens, the Lord is not going to allow Himself to be felt in us. And then, of course, we Orthodox people, when we receive the Holy Communion, you know that the Holy, our Holy Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit makes His abode in our heart and in us, in the whole body, and we become the temple of God. It's such a great mystery, such a joy. But what happens to us? Many times we lose sight of that. Even after communion, we start to sidetrack and we go away. We turn away from our Lord. And this is, of course, something that we have to try to correct, my beloved. We have to try to remember our Lord. Whenever we look at anything in the world that He had created, with such a wisdom, with such love, there is nothing that He had created that is not done with the greatest love and care, and also that He doesn't sustain every flower, every tree, every little bird or the butterfly, and of course most of all every human being that He had created in His image. Can we say honestly that we, you and me, that we are living according to the image of God, according to the image of Christ? To my great sorrow, I have to say that no, we are not. We are not. We are forgetting that we've been created in His likeness and the image. And the likeness, well, likeness is a physical aspect of it. Nobody loses it. Even the worst sinner, he still has the likeness, you know, of the form of a human being, which the Lord had later on proved to us by coming down and taking flesh from the Virgin Mother and becoming a man here to walk with us. But the image is the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of God, the mercy, the love, all the beautiful things, the creativity, and all the things that the Lord is. Are we holding on to it, to my greater good? No, many times we just totally are oblivious of it. And if we are, for instance, using the talents that the Lord gave us and through instilled into us through His creation to be creative, even that we don't say that it is the Lord that is His gift, that He is the one that gave us the ability to do this and that. We try to write it up to ourselves, that we are the ones, that we are so smart, that we're so creative, we're so talented and so on. Well, this only shows that we don't have the true faith in our Lord and His existence even. But you know, without having the faith, we cannot have the love. And this is what the Lord said, that in His coming again He will say that He will not find much love, because the faith has gone, because the faith in our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ and in the Holy Spirit is going to be overwhelmed, overtaken by the love of all the worldly things. And today you can say, by the TVs and the computers and the internets and what have you, all those things are taking us away from the Lord. Of course, there is little exceptions, and there is a few sites on the internet that will bring you to the Lord. One of them, of course, is the same Vladimir's Russian Orthodox Information Center, which is our site, where you will hear and see and hear only and can read only about the spiritual things, and it will only bring you closer to the Lord. There's the teachings of every day, the explanations of the Gospels and then the epistles of every day by the Holy Fathers. There's the lives of saints, and there's the collected sermons of every day, and all those things, and many other books, and all the things that are so beneficial for our souls. So that, in that respect, the internet does a great good thing for us if we go on that side. But my beloved, there's so much junk and so much bad things on it. So be very, very careful. There is a prayer that's even, published, and I'm going to make sure that it's going to go on our site, that before you open up the internet, that you will say the prayer to protect yourself from the evil one, so the evil one will not draw you into looking or listening to something that is evil, truly, my beloved. But then, let's get back to the holiday of today. And it's considered a very bright holiday, because the Lord has done that. He had actually given us the new life by cleansing us, and through His baptism, He cleansed us, all of us, and He gave us a chance to physically to understand the mystery of the Holy Spirit, so that the Holy God ourselves and the Holy Trinity, my beloved, let's try to love Him in return. All this He had done because He loved us so much, and not loved, but loves us so much. As you know, later on in His life, He even went as far as dying for us. And He says, there is no greater love than when somebody dies for his loved ones or for his neighbor. And what He did that for us. He did that for us to show us His greatest, the greatest love that can be seen. Are you willing, or am I willing, to die for our Lord? To our great regrets, too many times we don't even think about that. But of course, but the holy saints and all the martyrs, they did think about it, and they said to themselves, I would rather die for my Lord than to live over here for the pleasure of my temporary body, and for this world. And this was the spirit of the saints, and let's try to acquire that that spirit, and let's try to understand that our love has to be first to the Lord. And the Lord says if somebody loves his father, mother, wife, or children, or anybody more than he loves me, he's unworthy of me. And truly, it must be so. And it is so, and we must understand that it should be so, because no one, not our closest ones, not our wife, if somebody has one, or husband, or children, no one had done so much for you as the Lord has done with giving his whole life for your salvation. So we must love him more than anything in the world. And if we do that, then we will be able to start to rejoicing already in expectation of the kingdom of heaven. And we will be able to rejoice at the times when we're attacked, at the times when somebody is giving us trouble. No matter what happens to us, we'll be able to still rejoice, because we know that the Lord loves us. He wants us to come to the kingdom of heaven. And the way to him is the narrow and thorny way. And let's try to make sure that we're staying on that narrow and thorny way that leads to the kingdom of heaven, so that we will be able to be forever with our Lord, who loves us so much, and whom we love. Amen.